All right, welcome back to Erev Shabbos version of Mythbusters, or to myth number 47. 47, yes. Learning today is sponsored by Clive Lifshitz, in memory of his grandmother, Shifra Bas Moshe, and by Ronnie Stern, in memory of his parents, Miriam Gittel Bas Yitzchak HaKohen, Yechaim Rimiyov, and Yuspe Yoel, Shetein Yishma Sam Tzuras, Betzura Chaim. I'll do something today which is an addendum, which I didn't really get into in my shiur I gave a couple weeks ago on Shabbos about stitches on Shabbos. Come to think of it, I think I'll address that topic itself next week. Not that it's a myth per se, but I think some clarifications would be found interesting. Anyway, but here we'll do an aside that came up in that shiur, which I do think might be somewhat of a misconception, and that is ripping off tags, or let's say you have like a little plastic string that's holding together two gloves, a pair of socks, or you know something that's like connecting a manufacturer's label to a new coat that you get, right? So like at the bottom sleeve, there's like that little plastic cord, and it has a label on it, the price tag, whatever it is. So are you allowed to cut those off on Shabbos? I think most people would think, no, that sounds like cutting. Korea, it's a malacha. So interestingly enough, at least, listen, there are those that are machmir, but there's a very strong reason to be makel. The Mishnah Brura quotes it, and the post-game quoted here in the Piskei Tshuva seem to accept it. Obviously, if you could do this stuff before Shabbos, you don't have to get involved with this on Shabbos. We'll see an interesting language of the Ramah. It's better, but when push comes to shove, you are allowed to rip these or cut these cords on these plastic cords on Shabbos. So why is it? Why isn't it a violation of the malacha of Korea, which is tearing or ripping something which is sewn together, stitched together? You're not allowed to tear that apart. So one answer quoted in Rav Ribiat, say for the 39 malachot, which I don't have with me right now, but Rav Ribiat says that anything which is certain materials basically are not subject to Korea. And he argues that these plastic cords are not subject to Korea. So that's just an easy out without getting into it. So that's reason number one. But a little bit more of a maybe lumdisha reason is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Levush. And that is Korea, tearing, or matir, untying, are only violated on items which were halakhically sewn together or halakhically tied together. You could only violate Korea if you have a tzvira, if you have a sewing that was done. You could only violate matir, untying, if you have a kesher, a real knot that was done. If what we're talking about is not a real knot or it's not a real item that was sewn, so it's not subject to the malacha of being torn. So why would these, you know, plastic cords not fall under the category of tofer, of, you know, not being sewn per se, but like really, you know, they were created together. That seems like it's like a real strong entity that Tofer should apply to. I should not be allowed to just cut these cords. So the answer is, the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's not Shel Kayama. It's not permanent. The only time you're going to be subject to the violation of Korea or Matir, of ripping or untying, is if the knot or the things which are glued together or stuck together were put together in a permanent fashion. So who says these tags that you're, again, that you're, you know, a manufacturer's label, or connecting the gloves together, or get back from a dry cleaner, all these little tags that are connected to your clothing by these little cords, the Mishnah Berurah would argue that those are not considered the Shulchan Aruch, really. Those are not considered to be Shel Kayama. Those are not permanent, and therefore one would be allowed to rip them. So why are they not permanent? It should depend how long they're there. For a day, a week, a month, who's to say automatically these aren't permanent? So Mishnah Berurah says that, again, the Shulchan Aruch's case is a similar thing, that they used to get their shirts back from the laundry and they would like stitch together, tie together the neck holes like these. Well, I can't do it now. My neck is in it. But they would like totally close it up. Shulchan Aruch says you could open it up on Shabbos. Similarly, another case, they have a case of shoes which are like sewn together with like some sort of string or whatever, a pair of shoes sewn together. You could rip them apart on Shabbos. So why is this allowed? It's not Shel Kayam. It's not permanent. Who says it's not permanent? So the reason it's not permanent, the Levush, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, says that it's eino asli the hiskayim rak ad shekhena habal abayis lebeiso. Forget about the quantity of how long, you know, they're going to be stitched together. The intent, the kavana of whoever tied them together was not to have them together forever. It was only until the owner, whoever buys them or picks them up, brings them home, and that person is clearly going to rip them apart. It's the only way these shoes can be used or the shirt can be used is if you rip them apart. So when they are initially stitched together or this tag is put on or whatever it is, the kavana is this is only going to be on for a certain amount of time, because in order to use it, anybody's going to rip them apart or rip off the tag or rip off the label or whatever it is. So because that was the way these tags were put on, with the knowledge that whenever it's going to be used, someone's going to take it off, that is called eino shel kayama. That's not a permanent sewing. And therefore, when I rip it, that's not a violation of Korea. That is the halacha that the Mishnah Berurah says. The Ramah quotes an opinion that is machmer, but then he quotes this Yesh Matirim, that there are those who allow, under such circumstances, to rip off a cord or something like that that's connected to your clothing because it's not a permanent, it wasn't put in there to be permanent. And the Ramah is a very interesting language. He says, V'yesh matirin, according to Piskei Tshuva, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, this is Me'ikar HaDin, the opinion we follow, that it is mutter. He says, V'yesh matirin, the Ramah says, V'yesh matirin b'tfira she'inol shel kayama, that as long as the initial stitching or whatever was not done on a permanent basis, you are allowed to rip it. And he says, "Ve'ein lahatir b'fnei am ha'aretz," but you shouldn't do this in front of an am ha'aretz, in front of somebody who doesn't know any better, because then they might think that all forms of korea and ripping are mutter on Shabbos. So maybe that's why people think that it's not allowed, because maybe people don't do it because we don't want to just la-di-da start ripping things, because then people think all sorts of ripping is permissible. So the fact is that it is permissible. It's better to do before Shabbos if you could, but it is permissible to, like, you know, rip apart these gloves or socks or rip off a tag or something like that, as long as you're not ripping letters. Ramah says, so be careful, don't do it in front of an Amma Aretz, because then people might think that all forms of ripping are mutter. But because the intention is that it's going to be removed, it's not a problem to remove it on Shabbos.